Okay, we're recording now. So Drew, can you introduce yourself and then just tell us a little bit about network maps and why they're useful?
Okay, I'm Drew Mackey. I'm based in Edinburgh. I have been doing network mapping for about a decade using different forms of software, but much longer a longer-term interest in networks as a whole. But it's really only within the last decade that the software has been available to be able to measure what you're doing and to be able to give you interesting insights into how networks work.
Great. So we're going to do a series looking at 10 questions that you can ask a network map.
Mm-hmm.
And the first is, who connects to whom? So if you can just introduce that and then to talk a little bit about it.
The great thing about network maps is that they create a visualization of the kinds of things you kind of intuit anyway, you know, that you know a group of people and you would commonly call them your network. They're not a network, they're lists, they're your list. But some of them may be connected and they will be connected to other people. That starts to become a network. So what network maps do is they're able to take lots of people's individual lists or organizations' individual lists and put them together into a map that shows the kind of network landscape and allows you to explore that in different ways.
And can you tell us a little bit about what that looks like and maybe talk through the slip and map?
Yeah, this is a network map that we've created around a fictitious settlement or borough or whatever. We use it for demonstration purposes because what it illustrates is the way that various organizations are connected, the number of connections they have, but it also illustrates the concepts of centrality, which we'll talk about later on. Which is that some of the nodes in this network are actually much more central than others. So it doesn't just depend on the number of connections they have, it's the way they are connected. Right? So the patterns of connection are very, very important here. And what network maps can do is it can assign sizes either to the connections or to the nodes, which indicate that degree of centrality or the strength of connection, that kind of thing. Yeah. So you can show all sorts of measures can be expressed visually on the map.
And can you talk through maybe by zooming in on the map?
We can indeed. The way that this particular piece of software works, this is a thing called Kumu. And Kumu is an online system that allows you to create network maps and also carry out the analysis of that. And we'll say more about analysis later on. So this is a Kumu map. You'll see that the various organizations are listed down the left-hand side here. And if I hover over any one of these organizations, like, say, the Marshall Street Community Museum, it will zoom in on the Marshall Street Community Museum and will show their immediate connections. But also, it will show the connections that these immediate connections have to each other. So there's a little network already starting to grow around you, around the organisations you've picked. Another way of showing this is to highlight a particular node, in this case, Metropolitan Police Service, and then grow out from that node by pressing one on your keyboard. That will show all the immediate connections to Metropolitan Police Service. Passing two will show two steps out from that. Three will show how it then grows on to the rest of it. Not growing very much here. But you get the idea that you can actually start to explore the map, you know, through the way that the software works. And it's really important that you don't just sit there and look at the map and say, wow, that's terrific, and then so what? You know, we really have to learn how to navigate the maps and how to generate some of the measures for the maps to have any real value at the end of it.
So in terms of just looking at the basics of a map, visualising connections and nodes and links, can you talk through a couple of practical examples of what, you know, what that insight can...
Yeah. If you look down at the bottom of the screen, you'll see it lists the number of elements, the number of connections, and then next to that, it has a thing called average degree. Average degree is the average number of connections that a node has attached to it. So in this case, the map has an average degree of 7.16. If we were then to limit the size of the map, that may change, it may not. The point about this kind of measure is it's independent of scale, whereas some of the other measures of density aren't. We can explore the map by applying various filters. I mean, you can see there are two filters down here, one connected to resources and skills, and the other to skills. And by clicking on any one of these elements, we will then only show elements that have those particular skills or resources on the map. You can search the map by feeding in just a straight, we want to know about, Simple Nature. Click on that, and that will then take you into... But you can also feed complex searches into that, you know, Boolean type searches, which will then be able to isolate clusters, etc.
Okay, and you can search for resources and skills in that search?
Yeah, so the filter down here is, for instance, let's have a look at resources, maybe premises.
So you might filter.
So we're trying to find out here which of the nodes on the map have premises. That's easy from that. Or send the skills, take skills there. And skills, we want to know about people who have marketing experience. Right? And that shows a difference.
Okay.
So it's really important, I've said this already, but it's really important that you learn how to navigate the map, to get from one perspective of the map to another, or to wander around the different parts. Think of yourself as you've got a tourist map of some place you've just visited, and you're exploring different places. You're looking at the connections between towns, villages, and everything. Same with the network map.
And maybe you can just say something, you know, at the simplest level. In your question number one here, you talked about who connects to whom, and you just talk about even just knowing the existing collaborations and if there's a new project or program, knowing who to involve. Can you just say some?
Yeah.
It might not need to be about Slippin', but just something that I can bring forward.
What you would normally do with a network map is you're trying to put a project together. That project has to be able to access a whole number of organizations, agencies, key individuals, throughout the area that you want to work with, but you don't know who these are yet. And it's really useful to know what the existing collaborations are between you. That's a starting point. Otherwise, you're asking people to collaborate and they're already doing it. What you're trying to build up is an idea of the frequency and the type of connection that people have. And the survey software that we use will allow people to indicate a story of why they connect, and will also allow you to say you connect either occasionally or frequently or constantly. And that these measures are actually a good measure of how strong that connection is. There's quite a bit of research on that. Whereas if you ask people just independently to assess how strong their connection is, they're all using different criteria to try and measure that.
And I guess also it might identify those organisations that aren't collaborating at the moment, but that you could bring into.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
To say that you're going with.
Yeah, it will show you gaps in the map. And again, think of a geographic map. You know, well, the whole area here would be much easier if we had a pathway between that and that to get from there to there.
Okay. I'm just going to check.